It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Yes, indeed. Here we are for Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And if you want to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That is our phone number again. Slowly. Ready to write this down? 202-619-2077. And I'm not sure what you have to dial internationally to get a hold of that number, but it could be 011 or 001, depending where on the planet you live. We're going to start off today's show with a request out of Nigeria. This is from Nauseam, and it's a little Michael Jackson music, as we want to be starting something. This is Border Crossings.
You're too low to get.
Crossings. Well, nothing starts a Thursday show off better than a little Michael Jackson. Thank you, Nigeria, for checking in. Michael Jackson's music can be heard regularly on Border Crossings because we are a request program. A lot of radio stations don't play Michael anymore. I mean, let's face it, the music's 20-plus years old. So people just aren't playing much Michael these days. You can't find him on the pop channels. So here we are for requests. And you have spoken, and we have listened. Now, I have some Michael Jackson news. First of all, I want to shed a little light on a subject that's been written about lately. In fact, Reuters just wrote a story about the fact that British actor Joseph Fiennes will be playing Michael Jackson in an upcoming show in England on Sky Arts Television, which is the British satellite TV network. And the show is called Elizabeth, Michael, and Marlon. It's a 30-minute show. And what I want to shed a little light on the fact is this show is a comedy. It cannot be taken seriously. It's not like a documentary on his life or a biopic or something. This is just a comedy show. So, you know, there you go. Keeping that in mind, Joseph Fiennes said he's okay playing Michael Jackson. And apparently the TV network Sky Arts, well, they're going forward with it, despite some of the protests and the complaints. But there you go. I put a video of Paris doing the moonwalk on our Facebook page. So if you want to see Michael's 17-year-old daughter copying her dad and one of his famous dance moves, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and you can check it out there. Also, I have some other news about the Jackson family, not necessarily Michael specifically. Jermaine, Michael's older brother, according to TMZ, back in November, there was a call to the police maid in California who came to the house of Jermaine and his wife, Halima, and apparently there was a domestic violence complaint filed. And the domestic violence complaint was filed against Halima by Jermaine. She bit him and spit at him, and apparently they had a little brouhaha, a little fight. And other than that, no one was seriously hurt. But a police report was filed, and apparently, according to TMZ, they have reconciled. The bite wound has healed, and so has the marriage. So they've moved forward. Also, Janet Jackson, on this very day, Janet, Michael's younger sister, 30 years ago, released her very first album, Control. So we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Janet's debut. And some good news, she's announced that she's going to resume her tour for her new album, Unbreakable, which was canceled for a while. There was a report in the papers that she had throat cancer, but apparently that's all been taken care of, and she's going back out on tour, so I'm glad to report that. Welcome to Border Crossings. This is your music station for requests and dedications. Elmo is listening, and Elmo wants me to play this one from Colby Calais. This is called Falling for You on Border Crossings.
Hi, this is Colby Calais, and you are listening to Larry London, and we're having a good time talking.
Crossings, and this is the Voice of America, and that is Bob Marley with One Love. That's all it takes sometimes, is just one love. And that is a request from Alphonse Nkongolu, who is tuned in to Border Crossings today. Thank you very much for joining us, and I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful evening on this Thursday evening. A lot of people beginning the weekend. Starting today in the Middle East, I want to say hello to Joseph Gabetti, who listens in Nigeria to the show in his office right now. We've got Germania tuned in. Moses Kapaka is tuned in to Border Crossings and listening to the show. Guwimbi Theophile, thank you very much for you joining us on Border Crossings. Sent me a very nice message in Brazza, Congo. So thank you for tuning in. Abudau Rauf Aroso Bossi is tuned in to Border Crossings from Ghana. He says, you can just call me Abdul Rauf. So we'll do that. And Jordan Gebru is listening to our show today, Border Crossings from Ethiopia. So, Jordan, welcome to our show on Shager FM 102.1. I want to also say hello to our friends who hopefully have found us again on Josh FM 99 in Pakistan, where we are back on the air at 11 p.m. every weeknight. So hello to everybody throughout Pakistan, and thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Coming up, we've got more requests and dedications. Don't forget, we've got our Now 57 CD giveaway that is happening this hour as well. Ed Sheeran is up for a Grammy for Record of the Year, which is Thinking Out Loud. Maybe he'll win, maybe he won't. We'll see. Fingers crossed for Ed's fans. And here's a request for Hannah Tefera, who's obviously one of Ed Sheeran's fans. By the way, Ed recently gave up smoking. That's right. He made some major changes in his life. He bought himself and his parents a car, got everybody a Mini Cooper. He also bought his parents a new house across the street from his own home, being a very nice son. And he not only quit smoking, but he quit social media. He took himself off Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, he said, so that he could focus on his new album. He's been writing music for the new album. So here's Ed Sheeran for Hannah Tefera and everybody around the world. This is called Photograph from Ed on Border Crossings.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul, and it's the only thing that I know, know. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. On 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Larry London on VOA 1.
And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
Oh yeah, a little country for all our friends around the world who are enjoying country music, including Mikeyl Rodney, who is tuned into Border Crossings. Mikeyl is in Ghana listening to the show, and that is George Strait, who's known as the king of country for good reason. The man has had 60 number one country hits. 60 number one country chart hits, 7 number one albums, and in the 2000s, the Academy of Country Music named him the Artist of the Decade, and the Country Music Association gave him the Entertainer of the Year Award in 1989, so that's why he's called the King of Country. And he is going to be performing in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Arena throughout the month of April. So a little country music for everybody in Ghana listening on this Thursday. This is Border Crossings, and I want to say hello to Joseph's wife. She's celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to you, Joseph's wife. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, our Now 57 CD giveaway coming up in moments. It happens here on our show every day during February, and I'll give something else away along with the Now 57 CD starting in mid-February. All right, for the last 2 weeks of February, I've got something even more special to add to our Now 57 giveaway, which will continue every day all February. Mulgary Machuki's listening. Saidu Muhammad Ali's tuned in. Also heard from Augustino, Breezy, Wiz Baruk, Jane Cameron, Eduardo Santos, Ayman Farid. I want to say hello to everybody, and thank you for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Neo is going to be a daddy this year. His fiance is expecting their first child together. And here's a request for Neo from Kid Namariam Ngusi, who said, I would like to hear this, and I want this for a girl I deeply love. Her name is Muna. So please play the song for her. All right, this is called Let Me Love You. It's Neo on Border Crossings.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, I know you're
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you could be doing anything else in the world, and you probably should be. But right now, you're listening to Larry London. I know. Never mind. This is Neo. Peace and love.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He had never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Border Crossings, Coward of the County. It is a shortwaver in Nigeria whose name is Adanau, who's listening to Border Crossings. Adanau requested that song, Coward of the County, Kenny Rogers, who is on, has been on, what he calls a farewell tour. And unfortunately, at 77, you know, sometimes your health gets affected by things, and so Kenny's canceled a string of shows because he has what is being described as a minor illness. They're not revealing much about it other than it's a minor illness, but it's caused the cancellation of a few of the shows. So there you go. Kenny Rogers on Border Crossings. And I want to say hello to Tarita Sarah. And she is in Saudi Arabia. Shukran, Tarita Sarah. Thank you for listening. She taught me a new word from the Arabic language. It's Habib, which she says means sweetheart. So that's very nice. Thank you, Tarita Sarah. Appreciate that. Appreciate your comments. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Speaking of our Facebook followers, Mugiri Machuki is in Kisii, Kenya. He's with us. Tafadzwa Sithole is tuned into Border Crossings and enjoying the music we're playing. And got down with the Michael Jackson song we played. Rukang Job is here, tuned in. Mary Buckman is listening in Ghana. She said Ghana listens on 98.1 FM. So thank you so much for tuning in to our show. Ben Walid Al Kasim is loving the show and enjoying things. Niambo Jacob with us as well. So I'm glad everybody's tuned in. Vincent Liu as well. Thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. All right, Mary, here's your request. And everyone in Ghana, it's Charisse Pimpenko, who is from the Philippines. She's been revered by so many. She's gone through so many different things in her own personal life. She came out as gay a couple of years ago, which in the Philippines is not as common as it is here in the United States. So when you come out, you know, the public had, you know, a negative reaction and strained her relationship with her mother. And so she went into depression. But apparently, you know, she's doing OK now. And I understand she's working on some new music. So here is Charisse with Ayaz. And for Mary Buckman and everybody at 98.1 FM in Ghana, this one's called Pyramid.
Hello, everyone. This is Charisse and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Shorty's love is like a pyramid. We stand together to the very end. There'll never be another love for sure. Ayaz and Charisse, let me go.
Stones, heavy like the love you've shown. Solid as the ground we've known. And I just wanna carry on. We took it from the bottom of the even in a desert storm.
like a pyramid, like a pyramid.
Larry London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Border Crossings Hotline Bling. That's from Drake's fourth album, Views from the Six, which comes out in April. Abidemi in Ghana's listening. Abidemi requested that song, Hotline Bling. And if you're watching the Super Bowl this Sunday in California and taking in all the very expensive commercials, which cost $5 million for 30 seconds, then you will see Drake performing in a T-Mobile telephone commercial. And they are kind of poking fun at T-Mobile, and, you know, they're just having fun. It's a tongue-in-cheek commercial. Apparently, from what I'm reading about it, a little insight, Drake is performing along with three T-Mobile executives who are dancing like Drake, or attempting to dance like Drake, to that song in the video. So you'll see it if you're watching the Super Bowl along with the other 100 million-plus people around the world. And by the way, Drake released a brand new single. I don't know if it's on the album or not, but he just put out a new single, which you can get on Apple One, which is a new streaming service. And it's called Summer 16. And in the song, he pokes fun at the U.S. President Barack Obama. And the reason he's poking fun at Obama is Obama was asked recently who's his favorite rap hip-hop artist. And he said, I like Drake, but Kendrick Lamar is best. So Drake is kind of having fun with President Obama in his new song. I want to thank all our listeners around the world. I got a message from Unaza Farid, who is in Pakistan studying her finals for her first year for her bachelor's degree. So, Munaza, thank you for checking in with us, and appreciate your support on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're going to play a song by Justin Bieber, and then we're going to give away the Now 57 CD. This request is from Kalu in Kuwait and Rebecca Tawodros, who is a huge Justin Bieber fan. And if you look at this week's Billboard charts, of course, they may have changed today, but up until today, the number one song was Justin Bieber's Sorry, and the number two song was this next one from Justin Bieber's Purpose album. This is called Love Yourself.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if
if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Border Crossings, love yourself. Good message there from Justin Bieber, who has been through his share of ups and downs in recent times. Now, who can fault him to be, you know, a teenager and have $40-50 million in income in a year? To go from, you know, obscurity, trying to gain fame on the internet, and living a modest life because his mother was very poor raising him as a single parent. And to all of a sudden be thrust into superstardom. So it was too fast, too much for Justin Bieber to handle, I guess, and to process. But I have to give him credit, and I have to applaud Justin's change. I mean, so far, change. His direction, his attitude, his outlook, and certainly his music. You know, years ago, I didn't listen to the kind of stuff he was putting out. I took my daughter Amanda to see him in concert, and that's okay. But now I have to say that I find myself singing along with the new album. Which is influenced by the EDM electronic dance music sounds of today. So it's a different style than his R&B music in his past albums. And he's also appearing in a new Calvin Klein underwear ad with a new hairstyle. He's got, you know, he changes his hair quite often. It's a platinum blonde hairstyle for the new underwear ad campaign. And also want to mention that if you happen to be a winner of the Now 57 CD, you will get your very own copy of Justin Bieber's song Sorry, because that is on the Now 57 CD, along with Demi Lovato's Confident, Flo Rida, The Weeknd, Alicia Cara, Taylor Swift, DNCE, X Ambassadors, Coldplay, all on the Now 57 CD we're about to give away. Also wanted to mention out of Singapore, there's a story in the newspaper there that Justin Bieber's music videos are the most complained about music videos in Singapore, which is a very conservative country. And they've flagged his videos for inappropriate content such as nudity, sex, violence, or intimidation. So there you have it, a little information about Justin Bieber. All right, you've waited long enough. It's time now to give away a Now 57 CD here on Border Crossings. Today, our lucky listener of the day is Saidu Muhammad Ali in Nigeria. So congratulations, Saidu Muhammad Ali, at the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources at the Department of Forestry. We appreciate your support, and you've got a Now 57 CD for listening. I also want to say hello before I leave to Kwanding Ricky Panmay in India, who found us again on the radio and said, you're my favorite, even though I haven't heard you in a while in India. But Kwanding Ricky Panmay, thank you for finding us again. And hopefully you'll make this a habit every day. Wagner, our engineer, thanks to you. And Vince, our producer-director, thank you as well. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. We'll see you tomorrow at 1500 Universal on the VOA 1 Music Network.